Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to
Megan News Nation Live. My name is
Ronnie Bernard.
And I'm getting Echo Zacker. Hold on a minute. There we go. And we are live on the Thursday Night Roundtable. And I tell you what, some crazy stuff is going on floating around in the news and everything. We'll get to that here in a little bit and stuff. We'll talk about what Congress did in D.C. over yesterday. And we'll talk about some other stuff going on in Texas and everywhere else. Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I wish Russell would call in, let us know how he's doing.
Well, I just texted him and told him that we were live, so we'll see. He wasn't feeling too good the other night and everything.
No, he wasn't feeling good at all.
No, and I was getting worried about him. So he did say he was going to the hospital, so I'm wondering if that's what he did and stuff. I haven't seen him on Facebook all day today and stuff. But I tell you what, man, it's getting cold up here in New Mexico. We had some snow, and it's 40 degrees right now. And everything's
well,
looking down.
We dropped down a little bit. We didn't drop down that cold, not yet, anyway. But North Texas in the Panhandle, we're getting snow. And I guess y'all going to start getting some snow pretty soon.
Yep, I know around Clayton and Santa Fe, TRC, around up in that area, they got some snow and stuff. So they did got a freeze warning out. It's supposed to get down to 23 degrees tonight. So I actually got my heater cranked on right now. I spent part of the day winterizing everything. And stuff. So kept the drafts out, you know. So it gets mighty cold in here when it's not insulated. So. But anyhow, I tell you what, did you read where Congress, the Republican Congress went in and stormed the Democrats during the
election? Yeah, Paul Rudd did. They, as soon as they came in, everybody walked out. So, I mean, I was watching an interview with the owner of Forbes magazine. With the BBC.
Yeah.
And this guy here said, you know, the Congress, these asshats, they can do whatever they want. They can try for the impeachment, but it's got to be, they have to have 2/3 of the Senate to get it 100% approved, and that's not going to happen.
But they're going to do it anyway, because when I was reading a couple of articles yesterday which said the same thing, that they're going to have him impeached by Thanksgiving. And that's
they're not
going to
have him impeached. They're not going to have him impeached by Thanksgiving. They may have the votes in the Congress to forward it to the Senate, but the Senate is not going to do it. It has to be done by both parties.
Exactly.
The Senate.
And the way that they're doing this is is illegal in some ways, because, you know, not inviting some of the committee, Republican committee in there to hear the testimonies, hiding the records, you know, and stuff like that for public view, not having an open hearing.
Well, I don't know why you and everybody's getting so upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is going to get... The whole issue is going to get brought before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is going to shoot down. They're going to say any and all testimony is inadmissible,
right?
For lack
right.
of
and
due
I
process.
Agree. And I agree with I forgot his name. I had it right on top of my head. But that senator, the one we liked when he goes after him, he
Jim
said
George.
To you. You know, Jim Jordan, he said too, you know, why is it that Schiff's the only one that has all this information? Why doesn't anybody else have this information from the whistleblower?
You know, Steve Scalise is saying the same thing, the representative from Louisiana. I mean, this is just something to try and discredit Bill Barr's so-called election. You know, Trump, I told you, he stirred up a hornet's nest when he asked about Biden's son and the Ukraine and everything else. He stirred up
but
a hornet's nest.
But look what we found out because of the word. Look what we found out. It was true. Because look what he was dealing with. Look what Pelosi's son is dealing with.
Well,
look what, you know.
It's not look, only that. It's you have. Not only Joe Biden's son, but you have other relatives that have worked for this so-called sham energy company.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, it's a front. It's not even, it's like Enron. You know, they just broker energy. They don't own anything.
Right.
So.
Right. You know,
it's all a sham. It's all a sham, and it's not going to amount to a damn thing.
Right, and then you know, then they got the deal with China going on now. You know, this is going in there now with China, dragging them in it, and you know, and stuff.
Well,
but we all know that Adam Schiff is lying out of his ass. We all know this, without a doubt.
Well,
everybody knows.
Let me tell you something about China. China can get in front of the TV cameras and say this, say that, and all of this, that, and the other. They are not going to break off trade or relations with the United States. We're their biggest customer. Their only fear, what they fear, is that Trump is going to give corporations such incentive and tax breaks to come back from China to the United States. That's what they're fearing about Mexico.
Exactly.
They're fearing all of these companies that moved down because of this NAFTA bullshit are going to pick up, pack up, and come back to the United States.
Right. And it's like what I saw this morning, too, on the news, is that, and you hit it right on the head, it's like the news reporter said, you know, too, with that, you know, not only are they afraid, this is going to take out, this is where they're getting their kickbacks, their money laundering from, all that's going to stop.
Well, you see, the reason they're wanting to stop the second term of the Trump administration is because once that happens, he has nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Nothing to lose. It's his final term, final 4 years. He's done unimaginable damage to the Liberal Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And in the next 4 years, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Exactly. And, you know, and you and I talked about this, and you said this right on the money. The Democrats ain't going away quietly. You know, they're going to fight with everything they have. We're seeing with our own eyes. We're seeing that happen.
Well,
honestly,
they're only cutting their own throat, and they're too stupid to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
They're too stupid to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're coming up, a bunch of them are coming up for re-election next year, too, along with the presidential election.
Yep.
And people are seeing what they're doing, and they're scratching their heads and everything else. And the only thing they're going to do, they're going to say, well, we're tired of it. We're fed up with it. We've heard enough of this bullshit. So we're going to vote for the Republican candidate. And
we'll have a Republican
Congress, we'll have a Republican Senate, and we'll have a Republican president. Then we can get things done.
And here's the other thing, you know, not only are they attacking whites, but they're attacking black people so badly. The Christian was talking about this on our show. It's like, you know, they even said this out loud to LSC. She said, you know, we need to keep the blacks, they need to be our slaves. We don't want them to go after voting, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, what the hell? You know, this is going to turn away so many black voters. I'm seeing Asians turning to Trump. I've seen this in the last couple
of months. They are even alienating Zuckerberg.
Yep.
The hearing they had with Zuckerberg, AOC pissed him off so bad.
I know. I saw that.
It was fun. I laughed. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing here is the epitome and definition. You look up the word stupid, they got to have her picture under it.
Right, but
she is unbelievable.
You got to admit, though, she had Zuckerberg sitting there thinking and squealing in his chair there for a while, too. You know, I watched it, and I was actually amazed myself.
Well, the thing is, she wouldn't give him time to answer the question.
Right.
She wouldn't give him time to answer the question.
Right. But, you know, we all know that Zuckerberg's guilty. We know that, you know, he says he doesn't censor us, but he does. You, me, and our friends, a lot of us, we get thrown in Facebook jail so often. Like right now, we're shadow banned. I'm shadow banned. I can't even play the, you know, I was going to do the live feed, but I can't even play that on Facebook right now because I'm shadow banned. I'm not blocked, but I'm shadow banned. That's why it messes up so badly. On YouTube, it comes out fine. The videos do, you know. I mean, it comes out crystal clear, but on Facebook, I don't. But, you know, there and she actually asked him that question. And, you know, she stated that, you know, could I go out there and make these kind of comments? Could I get away with it?
Well, the thing is, you know, what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to censor all of the factual negative.
Can you speak a little bit louder, Virgil?
They're wanting to censor all of the factual negatives against the progressive liberals.
Yep.
But they're doing it to us, Virgil. They do it to us on a daily basis.
Well, the thing, like I said, the factual negatives against the liberals. You didn't understand what I said. You see, if I say that that liberals are pro-abortion and this, that, and other, well, they want to censor all of that. You know, they want to censor. They want to censor, shadow ban and censor, you know, the pictures that people post of aborted children, aborted fetuses, and things like that.
And they do that anyway.
You know. And they want to suppress that liberals support, you know, child molestation as a sexual orientation. You know, I mean, that's what I got on everybody's ass about when that story broke about the lieutenant in the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. He was a SWAT commander, and his wife was a teacher. And when they arrested him, at the boat landing. He was out. It was on the day off. He was fishing. And when they pulled up, as soon as they pulled up to arrest him, you know, he already knew his wife was arrested. Well, when they was walking up to him, he took his cell phone and he threw it in the river. So he's got obstruction of justice charges on him, too, for that. And, but, I mean, you know, and everybody's so outraged. The Facebook lynch mob is running their mouths and everything about this. And, you know, I've been making calls. I've been writing letters to try and get these sex offense laws that we have in Louisiana, which they are a joke. They are a complete joke. To try and get these and put some bite to them. But this present governor we have, John Bel Edwards, he wants to turn 2,000 prisoners loose out of jail under pressure of Al Sharpton and everybody. And 25 to 30% of these people have recommitted crimes, violent crimes. I mean, we've had over 30 child trafficking and child prostitution rings broken up in the state of Louisiana within the past 17 months.
Right. Well, look at
it's an epidemic nationwide. And until we put some teeth back in all my years, 56 years. Okay, I'm a victim of, you know, my family is a victim of sexual predator violence. My niece was murdered. My niece was raped and murdered. Okay. Now, the only one time I have seen true justice take place in a child rape charge, in a kidnapped child rape charge against an individual was when Gary Plochet blew Jeff Doucette's head off on national TV in the Baton Rouge airport. And I don't know if anybody knows the story of this, but Jeff Doucette kidnapped a young boy out of his karate class, brought him to California, was raping the boy.
I remember this.
The boy was something like 11, 12 years old. And he was extradited from California, and when he came out of the airplane, when he came through the airport, he had Baton Rouge City Police security around him, and his father was in disguise, acting like he was talking on a payphone, and when Jeff Doucette passed by him, he took a .38 snub-nosed revolver, and he blew his brains out. And the father received 6 months probation suspended for that.
Right.
Because the judge knew, and everybody else knew, that this person was not going to serve any significant time that reflected the severity of the crime. That is the only time I have seen justice enforced to a child molester.
Wasn't he the one where the dad went up and shot him between the head and the head?
The video is on YouTube. You can look it up. Jeff Doucette shot in Baton Rouge Airport on YouTube. You can look it up. You can look the entire case up.
I remember that. I mean, he hit him point blank right between the eye and dropped him right there.
No, he hit him in the side of the head. He shot him in the ear.
Oh, did he?
He shot him in the ear. Oh, yeah. He put a hollow point. He put a 150 grain hollow point right in his ear.
Now, I would have done the same thing. I believe I would have done the same thing if, you know, if thing happened to my kid and stuff, you know. Well, you know the stories I've told you over the years and stuff.
Well, we got these DAs now, Doug Morrow and our DA Ricky Ward, and you've got several DAs down in New Orleans and other areas. Well, these 30, 40-year-old men will get caught with teenage prostitutes because they're hooked on these opioids. And some of them are 13, 14 years old.
Yep.
And they basically get a slap on the wrist. They don't do any significant time. Oh, you got to register as a sex offender. You got to do this. Okay, registering as a sex offender does nothing to stop it. Okay, they just go on to the next teenage prostitute or the next teenage boy prostitute or whatever.
Right.
You know, there needs to be significant changes to the laws, not only in the state of Louisiana, but
everywhere
the country, throughout the country.
Look at the state of California.
You know,
way worse without. I mean, I don't even want to talk about
California. I've even gone so far as to request, you know, that the governor's office get some type of federal funding and build a specific pedophile prison. Build a specific prison for pedophiles.
Well, you know, once they're in the actual population prison, they don't last very long. You and I know what happens in there with them.
The thing is, what they have to do with them is they send them, just like they're going to do with this lieutenant. They send them to Wade Correctional Center, and it has what's called a protective custody unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the priest from Lafayette that kicked off the altar boy molestation scandal within the Catholic Church. Okay,
yeah,
he's
that's what
up
started
there.
The whole investigation everywhere on that.
That's right. And he's in that, and they're coddled. They're coddled. So, but they have to do it because they have limited space, limited funds, and a limited prison staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Supreme Court, you know, they have to be protected. They under Louisiana is under federal consent decree because of all of the killings that went on in the 70s and 80s at the Louisiana State Penitentiary. There was seldom a day when you didn't hear about a killing
at
the state penitentiary. It was
the same thing
it
up
was,
here in Santa Fe.
It was horrible. It was.
Yep.
I mean, I've got family that have been working there for over 30 years, and they said back then, you know, it was a shame that they didn't send them in to the cell blocks and dormitories without a sword and a shield.
Yep.
It was horrific. And I mean, there were guards being killed, there were prison guards being killed and everything else. And a warden by the name of Ross Maggio, if you want to get an idea of what it was like, there was another prison similar. It was called Wakefield, and the movie was called Brubaker. And if you want to get an idea of what it was like, watch the movie Brubaker. Because it was
it was bad. Well, I remember.
Yes.
I remember back around. I don't know if you remember the Santa Fe riot up there at the prison. My cousin was in that and everything. He was about 19, 20 years old at the time.
And this is back in the early 70s, and they had used to have a lot of murders and killings, same thing. And they had a riot, major riot up in there. And now he's up in California, I think, but he's, you know, he's been in there for he's in there for life, you know. But
it really, the shit really hit the fan when in Angola in the Louisiana State Penitentiary when the Black Panthers killed a guard in the prison. And it was, that really kicked off some shit. But it's coming. I mean, this whole society from Washington on down has just completely just gone to shit.
Right.
I don't know how we let this get so out of control.
I could tell you it's the one world order, the NWO. This is what the Democrats are trying to, why they're trying, you know, I said a while back, they have this deadline. They got to meet by the first of this year and everything. And this is why they're doing everything they can. If they don't meet that deadline, you know, that's it. And, you know, for another 50 years for them to try again. But the thing is, too, they're getting ready for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is already here walking around us. That's why we're seeing all this horrific shit that's going on. I guarantee that's what it is.
Well,
you know?
it's gonna be the most chaotic election year that this country, that the world has ever seen.
If we make it, I don't think we're going to make it that far. It's
getting iffy. I'm going to tell you what, it's getting mighty iffy.
That's one of the reasons why I keep saying I don't see it, because the more heart, more they're, like you said, they're going to pull something mighty stupid.
Well, you see, the thing is, too, and they're sinking themselves so bad. It's just you got to believe that stupidity has become an airborne virus now, because now they're pushing for backup paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the recounts, they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Democrats say backup paper ballots are racist.
You know why, don't you?
Because their reason is because a majority of black people can't read or write.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Now, I approve of paper ballots. Those two can be, and I'll approve this. They can be, you know, absentee ballots, okay? During the election here in New Mexico, we had three Democrats, progressives. We had Michelle Grisham. We had Tora Smog. We had Deb Hawley. All of a sudden, oh my God, we found these votes right here. At the last minute, we got to make sure they get heard.
Well,
what does that tell you?
It happened in Florida. They tried to push all those fake ballots.
Mm-hmm.
They tried. Well, it's called flooding. It's called flooding because,
right.
I mean, okay, but you have to realize this about flooding. If you have 15,000 registered voters in one county and you come up with 20,000 ballots, there's something wrong.
Right.
There's something wrong.
All right.
You know.
Well, it's like, you know, here in one of the counties where Smalls from, that's a Republican county. They didn't expect her to win it. That's been a Republican county for many years. And all of a sudden she won. By saying, oh my God, wait, we got these votes right here in town.
They're attacking from all sides. They're attacking from all sides, but their attacks are so weak. They're so weak.
It blows up in their face every time.
I mean, it's like I said. Well, it blows up in their face because people do not like to have their intelligence insulted.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to have their intelligence insulted. And This is all an insult on the true America, on 65 million people, 70 million people.
Mm-hmm.
This is an insult to their intelligence, what they're doing.
Exactly. I mean, we said this all along, you know. It's, you know, right now they're labeling whites, they're labeling blacks, you know, they're labeling everything they can find that can label. It's racist, it's this, it's that, you know, they're in everything. But the thing is, too, and I agree with what Jim Jordan said, you know, the other day, is that, you know, the reason why they want this behind closed doors is because they don't want Adam Schiff's lies coming out, you know, and stuff. But where do you know about the lies? We know all about it.
Well,
why is he
what
the only
knowing,
one?
What they're knowing. What they're knowing. Okay. The testimony, what they're claiming that, oh, well, we don't want people comparing testimony and giving false testimony. This Swindell,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Pretty Boy from California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I swear to God, I would him and LeBron James, I would just love to get a hold of both of them and bust their heads open with a baseball.
All right. Well, look at this ambassador, this Ukraine ambassador that came in. She gave her false statement. You know, found out she's a.
Well, here's the thing, Joseph. They're going by one whistleblower. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One whistleblower. All right. I want everybody. Let's do the math. Now, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
They're going by one whistleblower. And these witnesses are saying, well, I mentioned such and such to so and so. Okay. So and so is saying, I mentioned such and such to another so and so, and on down the line until they get to the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you have 12 sets of stories, second, third, fourth, fifth, on down the line of information.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's turned out to be, well, Joseph caught a 5-pound bass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he called Hurricane Ann and told Hurricane Ann he caught a 5-pound bass. Well, all of a sudden, it turns in, when she calls Russell, it turns into a 10-pound bass.
Right,
when Russell
right.
calls me, it turns into a 15-pound bass.
Right.
And when I call Jim Tames, my buddy, it turns into a 20-pound bass.
Until it gets to this final person
who writes this, that, or the other on a piece of paper. Anybody can write or say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're buying it. They're making an investigation because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I was so afraid when you had this phone. Is that what you're talking about?
You know, it's a fishing story that has been blown completely out of proportion, and it means nothing. And the evidence, every scrap of so-called evidence that they're gathering is going to be deemed inadmissible. So,
mm-hmm. And that's why they don't want anybody in there taking notes or making records, because it'll blow up in their face. And they know it.
You know,
that's why.
If I would have been Jim Jordan, and Steve Scalise, I would have went to the Home Depot and I would have bought one of them big long spools of rope, and I would have brought it right in there and put
mm-hmm.
it right on the desk and say, okay, here you go, add to it as much as you want. We're going to give you as much rope as you need, because you're hanging yourself by the
yep.
hour. By the hour.
Yep. You know, and I tell you, you know, but it's going to get worse, folks. I mean, we've said this for months and months and months, how it's going to play out, and here we are. And it's what,
I mean,
our middle...
it's done got so pathetic that you know, I mean, I wish President Trump would just stop tweeting. I wish he would stop.
I agree with you. And I did read some more in the Patriot Act. Now I know why he won't sign. And Lucretia talked about this. What happened in during 9/11, George Bush added a bunch of stuff in there. And which gives the CIA...
George Bush could have added whatever he wanted in there because he created the goddamn thing.
Exactly. And stuff, but there's some stuff in there that was questionable and everything. But I agree with what you said a while back. You know, the president can change all that, then sign the Patriot Act. You know, he's the president.
Well, What's in it right now stopping it?
There's one order in there to where, you know, where Bush gave the federal, the CIA and all the permission to hack into your cell phone, so they can listen to your car. They do that anyway, you know, and stuff. But there's also some other stuff in there that, you know, that protects certain individuals in a time of martial law. And stuff like that. I need to go back and read it again, but you can read it too. But, you know, but he could change all that and make it, you know, he could change the Patriot Act. Any president could do that. You know, and take all that shit out of there that George Bush added in there, you know, and take some of the stuff that Obama added.
Well, I don't.
You know,
I don't know who it protects. I mean, what does it specifically say?
Protects the federal government. Like, in other words, George Bush gave the federal government is the one that gave the federal government all this power that they now have.
Well, the federal government is an institution. A federal government is not one person. Pelosi is not the federal government. A lot, you know, Al Green is not the. You know, Adam Schiff is not the federal government. They are elected officials. You know, they are subject to the same laws that we are. They're supposed
to. But they don't think they are, though. They don't think they think they're above the law because we don't agree with them. They're going to, you know, punish us. You know, like they're doing. And we said this Monday night on the show, or tried to. You know, in a way, Trump's getting a taste of the red flag law.
In California, there was a case. I want to let everybody know. There was a case of a man that was arrested for selling illegally manufactured AR-15s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was manufacturing, he was milling out, just like I do, 80% lower receivers and having bill parties at his house and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was selling these things. Well, he was arrested, but a federal judge questioned that the AR-15 lower receiver was a firearm because it cannot by itself fire a live round.
Mm-hmm.
So the ATF got nervous and cut the guy a plea bargain rather than having this judge rule that these lower receivers are not firearms, which they are the part that has to be serialized.
Mm-hmm.
So the ATF is pretty much backing off of the AR-15 receivers, 80% lower receivers.
There was an update yesterday here in New Mexico about that, and because a lot of the sheriffs from all the counties out here are against the red flag law, the red flag law is not going to get passed. It's not here in New Mexico anyway.
Well, I had the NRA call me today for a donation, and I told them I was not going to donate to an organization that supported red flag laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they got kind of upset with me, and I told them go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Oh, they just hung up the phone.
You know, oh, there's your answer, you know. You got some that are good cops. You got some that are bad cops, you know, and everything. But anyway, it's getting close to that time, and I know we talked about closing a little bit early. Do you want to close early tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close early tonight because I got to bring my wife to the clinic. She had a ultrasound done on her stomach. She's been having very serious pain and stomach problems. We think she has a a bad gallbladder that was going to have to be removed. So
that's
evidently they found something. They found something. So we're going to go see what's going on.
Right, right.
And,
well, hopefully everything goes good and stuff. I know John just texted me and said he tried to call in, but he wasn't able to call in. So I don't know what's – that's not on my end, guys, so and everything.
Okay.
But anyhow, so – because we're running clear, first to clear up here tonight, so, there, you know, despite all the winds that we had last week, but everything's perfectly clear. But anyhow, we'll come back on Monday night, and everything I do, I'll try to get a hold of Russell, too. So I'm thinking he's probably in the hospital, because he said he was gone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah,
so,
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, me too, so, and everything, so. But all right, everybody. Well, we're going to go ahead and sign off. We'll be back Wednesday night. It's we'll be back probably at 6 o'clock and everything. I know the schedules were changing back and forth, but my roommate started the job and I have to test her work, but she's off all week till Thursday. So we're good to go for the 6 o'clock hour. So and everything. So
okay.
But anyway, we'll see you then, Virgil. Be careful out there.
All righty.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all very much for listening in. Good night, everybody.